Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We're the word association.
Heard
the implication.
Dessert
evaluation.
The word
association.
We're the word
association.
We heard
the implication.
Dessert
evaluation.
We're the word
association.
Oh, hello, it's me. Mall Santa, come here, little boy. What would you... please sit on the chair next to Santa, as per our mall agreement.
Can we just, this once, make an exception?
Nope, can't do it.
There's something I really want, and I feel like I need to be on your lap to say it.
No, the magic doesn't... It's not... The magic doesn't work through physical touch. Does that make sense? I can't stress that enough.
COVID. Hello, it's me. Mall Santa. As you heard the other Santa say, you're no longer allowed to sit on anyone's lap. Things have changed.
I'm going to give it a shot.
You should.
Don't say shot.
You should have three shots.
Oh.
You should be up to date on your vaccinations with a fourth shot coming this holiday season. COVID.
Kid, can I ask you something? Kid, are you in school?
I'm in school, yeah.
How does a sleigh with reindeer 6 feet apart fly? It's too much space in between the reindeer. It doesn't make sense.
I haven't gotten to physics.
You've been on an airplane before, and they've moved people around because of balance and weight issues. It works. Although we don't have Rudolph in charge anymore. He has to wear a mask, so I had to put him towards the back, because you can't see his nose anymore.
Dull as shine, huh, kid?
Did you put Vixen in front because his name sounds like vaccine?
Yes, that is correct. Vixen is in front. COVID.
Oh, boy. You know what, kid? I'm going to pack it in. So I'm not real. Rips off beard, rips off hat, takes off toupee, takes off track pants.
What?
Santa's not real, kid. My name is Sal Monlato. I'm from Boise, Idaho. I don't want to be here. I'm sure you're going to get whatever you say to your parents that you want, and...
I'm not going to tell them. I was just going to tell you, Sal.
Well, you could still tell me. Mall safe COVID Santa. Here.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something. You're just going to give me a mask.
No. I could also give you gloves or sanitizer.
No thanks.
Okay. Your loss.
Throw. It's me. Missing Dad Santa. You want to toss the ball around the backyard? Throw.
Mo. Hello, it's me. The Three Stooges Santa.
Well, hold on.
Three Mo's?
Three Mo's isn't three.
Coke.
I'd rather have Larry.
Coke Mo. It's me, Beach Boy Santa.
Hold on. I'm still hung up on the Mo. Listen. Oops, all Mo's? That's what we're doing here?
Mo's. Welcome to Mo's Taco Emporium.
And I'm Adol Rafia Santa.
And I'm Brett Lyons Santa.
And I'm Rob Santo.
Wow. So close to Monsanto.
That's why I did it.
M. Night Shyamalan twist?
Mm-hmm.
Twist? Remember Taco Bell cinnamon twists?
Oh, so good.
I remember
them.
Delicious. I don't think I've ever
had
them.
They were very good. They're just like, Honestly, I believe it's like a fried pork skin with like cinnamon on it. No?
Couldn't possibly be. Absolutely not.
There's no way that's what that is.
Okay, never mind. Is it just puffed rice?
Yes.
It has the consistency of a pork rind.
It's not
a pork. It's like a deep fried churro.
Yeah. Okay. Dough of some kind.
What I love about Taco Bell is their desserts. To me, it felt like they just were like, I don't fucking care anymore. Like, whoever was in charge of desserts was like, I don't know, fucking Choco Taco, fucking cinnamon twists.
Well, the Choco Taco was famously, I think, taken away.
Famously. Well, not taken away. He was arrested.
Discontinued.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had fast food desserts, to be honest
with you.
You
never had a McFlurry or a Blizzard?
I've had a Blizzard, but I didn't have like a meal at Dairy Queen first.
Yeah,
like,
I've never gone to
McDonald's and gone back up to get dessert.
Dairy Queen is a grill and chill.
Yeah, Rob, this technicality is not the brag you think it is.
I'm not bragging.
I've had a Blizzard, but not after dinner.
Yeah.
No,
I had
just
a Blizzard,
saying,
but
like,
they turned
I've
it upside
had...
down and the whole thing fucking fell out all over the floor.
I'm just saying I haven't had fast food dessert.
Okay.
Like the McDonald's
You've
or Burger King or Taco
Frosty?
Bell. No, and I worked at Wendy's.
Wow.
Come on.
I'm dead serious. I didn't at that time like ice cream very much, so I never tried
Frosty's
it.
Frosty's not ice cream. It's something completely different.
Came in a bag.
It came in a bag?
Yeah, you dump the bag in the machine and you turn the machine on in it. Yeah.
I thought you were serving Frosties in
bags. Oh, Frosties in a bag? Is that to go? Here's a sack.
Hey, man, we're out of cups, but we got all these Ziplocs. Blue and yellow make green.
Yeah, man. Sorry, man.
Ah, boy. We're in the throes of December.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't date the podcast.
We don't date
or
the
any
podcast.
Month could be
this podcast has been going since December, as Wife Left Jean would say.
This could be a March Santa parody we're doing. Could be.
We could also just start dating the podcast. In we could.
Wow, can you imagine?
No, can't.
I think we'd have to retroactively go in and put something.
We'd have to change a lot.
Shoehorn in audio to every podcast to say exactly when it happened. And I think I'd want to do it like Fireside Chat style, like December 7th.
I just
you know,
it would
Fireside
Chat with like Wednesday, 9 p.m. But then I'm central. You guys are central and I'm Eastern.
Yeah, that's right. We're a world apart. So everything we say, you don't hear for another hour.
No, I'm downstairs right now.
Which makes so much sense.
Yeah. I'll come up and I just come up and just record audio and I just assume I know what you guys are talking about.
We hope
about.
It aligns. Here, let's test this out. Knock, knock. Oh, I hope Brett says who's there. Let's just hope.
Oh, there's someone at the door.
Oh, wow. It synced up.
I can see through the peephole. It's my father.
Your father.
Come in.
Huh. Well.
Wow, what a lovely time. We'll have to do this again.
Synced up perfectly.
Yeah, it synced up perfectly.
And speaking of syncing up, let's go ahead and set our watches for our first word. And 3, 2, 1, click. My first word today is going to be grunt.
Ooh. Okay. Now, that makes me think of army. Like an army, isn't that like the lowest... Mm. The lowest on the quote-unquote pole.
Private?
Yeah.
I think grunt.
Or is grunt like a slang for a private?
Could be.
Could be. I know I've definitely heard it in movies before, but I feel like it's anyone who's like beneath somebody else kind of thing.
And I do refer to my privates as grunt. Is that what you meant?
I got the grunt of the litter over here. Now, you know, it does make...
Grunt is exciting.
Honestly, for those who are local to the Chicago area listening, the first ever Let Us Entertain You restaurant was called RJ Grunts.
RJ Grunts. I've been there. It's very close to the Lincoln Park Zoo.
I've been there several
times. And kid-friendly. Yeah.
Very good. I feel like I got a gift card for that place one time for like $100, and I was like, oh, I'm going to have three different meals here. And I ate once, and I had to pay $78.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that
place is
expensive.
Yeah.
It's like a rack of ribs is $65.
I feel like it does hold some sort of, like, it's the first place with a salad bar type. I know they talk about that. Like, it was like one of the first places that was like a salad bar type thing. Maybe like a sit-down restaurant. I don't know.
Hmm.
I know
is
Wendy's had a salad bar a long time ago.
You? What's the difference between RJ Grunts and RJ Boers?
What was with... I feel like there was a time when people just did two letters and then a nonsense word. for a restaurant.
TJ Maxx, RJ Grunts.
CW Peacock.
Yeah, there's something
P.F.
to that.
Chang's.
Right.
That's a guy's name, though. Paul Franklin Chang.
T.S. Sizzler, the famous poet.
Oh, for sure.
It all started with T.S. Eliot.
M.C. Right? Donald's.
There was a place, I feel like there's a place called RJ Boar's, and the only reason I know it, and I don't even know if I know it, this could be just, I imagined it. There's a song that was like, better make it RJ, better make it RJ, better make it RJ Boar's.
Nope.
That's nothing?
I've never heard of it.
I'm sure you'll find it, please. And you'll play it.
One genuine pit smoked barbecue with hickory flavor cooked through and through. Well, there's just one thing that you gotta do.
Better make it RJ Boar's.
Barbecue, ribs, chicken, pork, and beef. RJ Boar's, that's how we spell relief. And a friendly staff, you won't get no grief.
Better make it RJ Boar's.
It's a real nice place, come on and relax. Eat yourself a mess of baby backs. Best ribs around, it's just the facts.
Better make it RJ, better make it RJ, better make it RJ Boar's.
In Bettendorf.
Find that clip.
But I have a feeling that it's completely made up.
Damn it.
I've never heard that.
When we were all kids, you do something good, you have a good week, maybe you get good grades, something the family's celebrating. Where are you going to eat in your town?
Great question.
For me, it was Kahiki. When we lived in Columbus, Ohio, there's a place called Kahiki, and it was a giant Polynesian restaurant / tiki bar, and it's where my obsession with tiki drinks started.
It's so weird that place we go to was called Hala Kahiki.
Yes. Kahiki must mean, I don't know what it means, but it's something.
To drink
sugar
water. But
yeah, that place was Kahiki, and then in Chicago, my favorite tiki bar is Hala Kahiki.
Oh, well, very cool.
But they would serve chicken on a sword and like light it on fire.
Whoa.
And there was like, oh, wow. There was like dancing.
It was a fogo de chow before fogo de chow.
How so?
Meat on a sword.
Okay.
I mean, touché. Pretty dead on.
On guard.
Pretty dead on.
I think I had two. I've mentioned the Ground Round before because that was definitely one we would go to. And the other one that I really liked going to was the Spaghetti Warehouse.
Dude, I have never been to a Spaghetti Warehouse, but friend of the pod, Jeannie Cahill Griggs, she loves Spaghetti Warehouses. Like, she seeks them out. I don't get it. I mean, I get
it.
I mean, it's where they make
all the
spaghetti at, and they just ship it from that
location. You're getting it at wholesale. You're getting it at wholesale cost. It's great. It's really good.
It's right next to...
You cut out the middleman.
Right next to the Cheesecake Factory.
I feel like maybe McDonald's was our place. I mean, we didn't, like, if we did well, we would go there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, I would say McDonald's for sure. Because I've said on the pod before, I was a sickly kid growing up. So a lot of times, like, when I get out of the hospital, my mom would be like, we're going to McDonald's. I'm like, yeah, I survived.
Did it help heal you?
It did heal me over time.
Okay.
And now I absolutely hate. I couldn't get one thing on the menu now.
You were a sickly kid and you said your dad's boss was visited by three ghosts?
Yes. Yes, that's true.
And Brett, you think that's a reference to
Marley and Me?
You're close.
No. Yep. No, I actually watched.
Wait a
minute. I watched Muppet Kids.
Was that on purpose?
That's sort of
was that
brilliant.
On purpose?
Oh, it was
that's,
oh,
yeah,
oh,
it's
so,
sort of brilliant.
Of course, it
was
that's on purpose.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, we watched Muppet Christmas Carol last night.
Oh, okay.
It's probably one of the best. One of the better Christmas movies out there. Now, I feel like also when I hear the word grunt, I think of like that. And I feel like that's also like a grunting sound.
Oh, you mean like, when I'm,
Brett, that's so, it's so weird that you're saying that. This is like parallel thinking. Because when I think of like cough, I think of like, do you get that sometimes?
No, I just think, but for me, it's like now that I have a kid, sometimes like she'll playing around and she'll like, you know, kick me in the nuts or something like that. And I feel like that's the sound. It's like, it's kind of just like a.
That's more of a groan.
No, it's not a groan. It's not like
America's funniest people.
Whenever my kid kicks me there, I'm like, oh, right in the grunt.
which is the gooch between the taint and the...
I think of tennis.
Okay.
The
breathing.
All the noises.
Yeah,
that's a good
true.
Call.
And I did play, not like in school or anything, just for fun. And I remember trying a few times because I used to watch Wimbledon all the time, loved Andre Agassi. And I would watch a lot of, like, you know, all these people. Like, Monica Seles had, like, a very interesting noise that she would make. And I tried the grunt, because apparently there's something to it to actually, it does something.
Well, it's there to remind you to breathe. So rather than just being like just breathing, they say if you make that noise on the exhale, you're breathing. So they're just like, in your backswing, you're gonna scream, you're gonna make that noise because you want to be exhaling through your backswing.
Well, I mean, long story short, I never found my grunt and I gave up. Aww. It didn't feel right. It felt forced, and so I just gave it up.
That's smart.
Sounds like a Maurice Sendak children's book.
Where's my grunt?
You don't need to be grunting if you're not playing like professional tennis.
No, definitely not.
I feel like I can't remember who it was. Maybe it's someone famous. No, not famous, but well known in the tennis community who does like a.
There's Victoria like Azarenka. Victoria Azarenka and Maria Sharapova, whenever they played, it was always called the Battle of the Breaths.
I like that. And
Monica Azarenka has gotten points taken away from her before because her trail's so long, and if it's still going while someone's in their backswing, they call it a hindrance, and like you lose a point.
Oh, because it's like you're bothering the other
person. Correct. Yeah. Like same thing. You're not allowed to yell like, you know, miss it.
Yeah.
You know, as they're swinging.
I would hope if I was like a tennis professional, if I was like an Andy Roddick, I would love if my thing was like a. Like a Dave Matthews, like,
oh, for I sure.
I think it'd be fun.
Or do like a Michael Jackson. You could do like a
I would like to just do like a catchphrase.
Rob, give an example. Next up to serve behind the net, number 28. Also, no tennis has numbers now. Sorry, I should have mentioned this is the first match ever
behind
with numbers.
Behind the net.
Number 28. Mr. Rob White serving.
Soup's on.
Now, did you say soup's on or soup song? Because Bowling for Soup had a lot of songs.
Oh, no. Soup's on, but if Bowling for Soup is willing to sponsor, I'm willing to put it right above the number 28. I'll give him a little
bowling.
So you
think Bowling for Soup
patch.
Has money to sponsor? Nice. Interesting.
I don't think so.
I couldn't name you a Bowling for Soup
song to save my life.
Hold on.
I think it's... 19, just she likes Nirvana.
Oh, that's okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah.
Wait, I can't even suss out what you were singing.
Yeah, she 1980.
Because I'm just a teenage.
No, that's Wheatus. Okay. That's
no,
Wheatus.
Wheatus.
In 1985.
Yeah, she likes Stacy, Madonna, her girlfriend, and she likes cooking.
Okay.
MTV.
But who does one up on my ten, the heart and the blonde, watch us spin around.
Oh, that's Eve Six.
Yeah, that's okay. Eve Six.
And who sings the.
Throw them out there, baby. I'll know them. Just you keep trying, and I'm going to keep giving you answers.
Who sings.
A long December.
Counting Crows.
Counting Crows.
Who sings. I like girls who wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I think I'm a
LFO. No, that's. Yeah, LFO.
Okay. And who sings. You're unbelievable.
Jesus Jones.
Ooh, very good. I didn't know that.
Oh, that actually might be EDM.
ED Grunts?
I got it out of your question. No, that's Jesus Jones.
Okay.
No, Jesus Jones is right here, now.
Oh, Brett, we're getting a lot of emails.
I believe it's EDM plays. You're unbelievable. All right, that's enough.
EDMine.
EDM.
EDMine.
I also think when I hear grunt, I mean, first thing I think of is like a pig. Which makes sense for RJ Grunts.
I think of a Suey when I think of a pig. I don't think grunt for pig. I think a Suey.
And the Banshees?
Yeah.
Horses can grunt a little too. Like a
I would never, ever put grunt and horse together. Never in a million years.
Okay.
What would we call that?
Have you ever seen the grunt on a horse? My God.
I also think of disgruntled, which is almost exclusively used for like post office workers, right? In like Jay Leno stand-up
workers
sense? Yeah.
Yeah, but it was very. There was definitely a connection there for a long time of disgruntled.
Yeah, they were the original. I mean, they were the original like office place.
Does that mean every other worker is gruntled?
Yes.
I think you're thinking of Beowulf, and that's a grundle.
Oh, is one of his three books.
One of my three books. Nailed it. You know it, baby.
Literary reference.
I'm disgruntled. I'm a disgruntled employee.
Hello, I'm a Beowulf, and I am disgruntled. Yes. My book's coming out. My book smarts. Hopefully we get a cliff note of Frankenstein soon.
Hey, get a cliff note. Yeah, let's see.
Are there any noises? Beowulf. Do you know what?
Are you doing Peter Griffin?
No, I'm Cliff Clavin.
It sounded like Peter Cliff Clavin. It sounded like Cliff Clavin.
No, hey, no, hey no, brain, no. My dang.
No.
Do you ever make a noise when you're sitting down?
All the time.
You do that
I
now?
I used to never do it, and I do it all the time.
I haven't gotten there yet, but I feel like it's coming.
It's basically like I'm playing tennis, but it's sitting down.
Rob,
I take the breath.
Rob, I'm going to say no, but there's a caveat. There's an asterisk, which is okay. I make a noise. I don't make a noise when I'm sitting down. I make a noise when I'm sitting down and when I'm getting up.
Oh, both?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, 100%.
And I'm not even in pain. It's just, I think it's just because I've...
It's just the weight of the world. I think I grew it's up, just you're carrying the weight of the world around.
I grew up hearing my dad do that. And so I was like, well, when I hit 40, that's what I'll sound like. And it's just like a subconscious thing my brain does.
Oh, do you know what I have found myself doing that I remember like vividly my dad doing and thinking, not that it was weird. It's a small thing, I guess, but...
Having a family?
Wow. Yeah, that. It was so weird. It's like, how did that happen? But if he was working on something with me, and he was like close to me, he would like breathe through his nose. It would be like heavy, and not heavy, but like just breathing through his nose. Like, and I found myself when I'm like helping my kid with something, and I'm like, I do that nose breathe thing. I'm like, oh, weird. Does this make sense at all to you?
Well,
or
maybe
does
you're
sound
equally
weird?
Disappointed. Maybe it's how your dad.
I wasn't. It's not a disappointing
thing. Disappointed
in
you, and now you're also disappointing your son. So it's like, oh, this is how we breathe.
Maybe he
now
didn't want to blow hot breath into my face.
Yeah.
So he was doing it through his nose. Exactly. I think maybe that's why I'm doing it. But yeah, I just that's like a weird thing of like, oh, that's weird.
Go back and watch. If you haven't done a rewatch of The Sopranos, 99% of James Gandolfini's acting is nose breath work.
Mm.
It's every single scene, every single episode. It's nonstop. Him breathing through his nose through the acting. Oh. It's really impressive. He also, watch for this, folks, every time he has to eat food in a scene, he will push it around on his plate for like 20 minutes. He never takes a bite.
Oh, I love that.
He pushes it around on his plate, and it's so funny. Once you've seen it, every single scene he's eating, which is a lot of scenes.
There's so much stuff like that.
So
like,
he's just scooching pasta around?
Nonstop.
Well, what's funny is if you go back and you watch stuff that was on TV before HD came out. Like someone showed me like a clip from like Dawson's Creek. Like obviously that was on TV before they had high def TV. Mm-hmm. And like there's seasons where it's supposed to be snow.
Oh, high def.
And now you see it back and it's literally just a white puff, like cotton balls on the ground. And you like see him walking on it. Yeah. And it's like, this is not snow. It's just white cotton balls all over the place. But like you couldn't tell the difference on your old tube TV.
Yeah, they got away with it.
Either of you guys watch Dawson's Creek in its entirety?
I've never seen a single episode.
I guarantee you have.
I have, yeah.
Is that where we got 100%. James Vanderbeek?
Yeah.
Is that where we got Josh? No, Joshua Jackson we got from Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks was his... He was a child actor. He was in some stuff. But that was where we got Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Kerr Smith.
Nope. Don't know who that is.
He was just another guy on Dawson's Creek whose name just popped into my head.
This is a very important question. And I'm not even going to ask if you've seen it because I have to assume we all have. In the second Mighty Ducks, D2, the cowboy guy, do we like him or we hate him?
Didn't like at first, liked by the end.
Same.
Yeah. Didn't love him.
Exact same. At first, he's obnoxious, we hate him. And then by the end, we're like, he has very good handles.
What movie? Which version? What number was that?
D2.
I think it was D2, right?
Oh, it's D2? What activated? Activation.
Oh,
someone
no. Oh,
said
no.
A second
oh,
movie.
God. I forgot to mention.
No. Sequelizer. I forgot to mention. Activated.
We have D2. Terminator.
Loading.
Have you seen this?
Loading.
Duck?
Loading to the max. Hey everyone, I'm Sequelizer. Hey guys, this is an email we got about the Sequelizer from Mary Lou from the Netherlands.
Ooh.
Oh,
right.
How about it?
Okay.
Hey guys, absolutely loving the podcast, and I have a movie that I would like to sequelize.
Okay.
The movie is Dolphin Tale.
Dolphindale. I'm unfamiliar with this movie.
Is it?
I believe it is about a dolphin who receives a prosthetic tail.
Oh, that's probably not right. So wait, it's kind of like a Free Willy, but it's a kid, isn't it? Something like
it's
that.
It's a. I believe it's about a dolphin who is in captivity,
okay.
they have to amputate his tail because it's sick. But then they give the dolphin a prosthetic tail.
I thought it was just the dolphin who told a story.
No. Well, that would be dolphin tails, and then you would spell it T-A-I.
Well, I said story. I didn't pluralize. I said one story. Dolphin tail. One story. Okay. It's called, is it called A Dolphin's Tale or the
Dolphin's? I believe it's called A Dolphin's Tale.
Okay. A Dolphin's Tale.
A Dolphin's Tale 2, We Found Our Porpoise.
Ooh.
That is
probably the winner out of the gate, which is frustrating.
Is just separate. It's a prequel, and it's called Adolf Lundgren's Tale.
Wow. Okay. If he dies, he dies, of course.
If he dies, if he swims, he swims.
A Dolphin's Fin? We're just going to work through
the
body? I
like that. And Rob, that's going to be the final one in the series.
That would be the final one.
A Dolphin's... Fin.
We find out at the beginning of the second movie that the procedure didn't work, so it was called A Dolphin's Fail.
Oh, no.
A Dolphin's Tale 2, nah.
Oh!
That's the winner for sure. A Dolphin's Tale...
A
Dolphin's Tale 3, Flipper, I Hardly Know Her.
Dolphin's Tale of Two Swimmies.
Dolphin's Tale 4, this is a Dolphin's Tale set in like, it's like set in like 96, and it's called Echo Sex Location. You know when you were in chat rooms and you used to type,
That was one of the hardest games. One of the hardest games ever on Sega was Echo's Dolphin Tale.
I tried to play it. It didn't even seem like a game to me. It felt like I was controlling a dolphin and that's that.
It could scream and scare fish.
Well, it wasn't.
Never could escape.
Well,
folks, those are pretty good. Like I said, and we've all said before, if you would like us to sequelize a movie, please send us an email at twapod@gmail.com with the movie title and your name if you want your name read.
And
Rob, what was that?
I'm sure the makers of A Dolphin's Tale would be thrilled to know that it's got some traction in the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Dolphins huge in the Netherlands. And here's something. The other day, I woke up in a cold sweat because I realized recently we did a sequelizer and it was for The Princess Bride. And I woke up with an idea for my dreams that I thought was so good. I couldn't wait to say it. So I've been waiting patiently for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Princess Bride. Okay. It's the third in the series. It's called Princess Bride and then hyphen Anybody Want a Three Nut.
That's very good.
That's pretty darn good.
Anybody want a three nut?
Anybody want
and
a three nut?
And it's all about Fezzik, and it's all subtitles. Even though,
I mean, Princess Bride 6, Finger Man.
Exactly.
It's all there.
Andre the Giant, very good friends with Samuel Beckett.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Samuel Beckett used to drive him to school every day.
In a flatbed truck?
Wow.
Here's what I think. I think Samuel Beckett was the only person in town in France, wherever, small town France, who had a convertible or something.
Small town France.
So he was. I think he like passed Andre the Giant when he was like 14 walking to school and he's like, get in, dear boy. And then they became friends.
Wow.
Still, maybe my least favorite playwright of all time. Waiting for Godot.
I like that.
Garbage.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I really liked it.
Awful.
I liked it. I was a fan. What was the other one? Endgame.
Endgame. Terrible.
I was fun.
Rob.
I saw a production of it. I don't mind Beckett. I kind of like Beckett. Pinter, I'm not a fan, but Beckett I liked.
And this moment of silence by Brett is brought to you by what the fuck are they talking about?
Rob, when you get a new copy of Endgame or a new copy of, now it sounds like I'm talking about Marvel, new copy of Endgame or a new copy of Waiting for Godot, I don't know how much you kind of flex the spine or if you bend it like Beckett.
And we'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Cho, it's me, Margaret Cho as Santa Claus.
Bo, it's me, Bo Jackson is Santa Claus, and Bo does know Christmas.
I'm just waiting for my Uber, guys. I'm good.
No, you're within the mall territory, so legally we can come over here and see what's up.
I know. I gave up on
I played two seasons, Christmas and Easter.
And I have a lot of jokes about my mother, which I won't do now.
Get out of here, guys. All right, we're back, and it's time for my word. And I will say this. The word I'm bringing today is a word that 9 times out of 10, I absolutely cannot pronounce. Can't do it. I almost did it there, too. Yep. I don't know what about the word it is. I'll be shocked if I get it right the first time. The word, my word today is
Publicity.
Okay. Oh, it is my number one nemesis word if I have to say it. And I don't say it that much, but when I do have to say it, it's very hard for me to pronounce. I don't know why.
For a second,
and that was about a girl who went to college in New York.
God damn it, Rob. I was literally going to say. And
I was thinking about Felicity.
This word got
I could say Felicity, no problem. But for some reason, publicity is hard for me to say.
So you would say this word hits you like a bus. Was that Felicity?
I don't think so. I think thinking,
oh, wait. Speed. Did somebody get hit by a bus?
You're thinking of the movie Speed.
Oh, I think it's while you were sleeping you're thinking of.
Oh, I thought it was a train.
That was a train.
Publicity.
Right.
So, here's what I'll say. And Rob, Rob and I are going to have a conversation. Brett, give us 1 second here. Rob, I think instead of sort of going off on tangents and talking about this word, I think what would behoove the three of us as friends and the podcast itself is if we help Brett be able to say this word with confidence.
Okay. All right. I'd like to work in a tangent or two, but okay. I think we could do both.
I mean, learning a new word is good either way. You know, there's no bad press.
Well,
there's no bad publicity.
Yeah.
Publicity.
Publicity.
Yeah. I just, when I say it fast, I like get like kind of like caught up on it a lot.
Then say it slow. Twister. This is like the King's Speech. Oh, it's one word.
Yeah, real popular. Yeah, real. I mean, did that win Best Picture?
Yeah, it was real popular.
I did see it. I did enjoy it.
I didn't see it.
That falls into the category of movies you see once and you never will ever watch again. There's never a time you'll sit down and you'll be like looking through movie lists. You're like, oh, I'll watch The King's Speech again. Just won't happen.
Yes, correct.
It just won't happen.
Yeah.
Same thing like Moonlight. Like I loved Moonlight. Mm-hmm. But it's another movie that I'll never sit down and just be like, oh. And it's also like a movie that usually wouldn't be on TV.
Yeah, I don't. When I'm high, I'm not like, gotta watch Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah, correct.
Or I don't have friends over. And I'm like, let's watch The Pianist.
Yeah.
You don't do it. There's some movies that are one and done. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
I would agree with that.
So, Brett, say pub.
Pub.
You've been to a pub before, right?
Sure.
You like pub? Mm-hmm. Say pub.
Pub.
Okay. Now say li. Like, let's get lit.
Lit?
And then just say city.
City.
Now say
publicity.
That's publicity, huh?
Okay, there you go. Publicity. Publicity. It's all about it. Get some publicity.
Brett's like, you asshole, that's publicity. Wait a minute.
Whoa.
I'm doing it.
I can walk again.
Brett, you're flying. You're not walking, you're flying.
Do you believe it's true that there's no... I mean, obviously I know... We're not celebrities in the least. Adele's probably the most famous of the three.
And I'm a zealous
celebrity. You could remove probably, but yeah.
Sure. But, you know, you obviously hear a lot about celebrities, and some people are insanely famous, and they have no issue whatsoever. They can't leave their, like Taylor Swift, can't leave her house. She's always that. Right. But you also then hear about, like, people that are semi-famous who, like, they call the paparazzi when they're leaving the house because they're like, hey, just so you know, because they want to stay
relevant.
They want to stay relevant and stuff like that.
Semi-famous. And a lot of truckers, well-known truckers.
A lot of truckers, yeah. A lot of convoys.
That Stephen King car.
But it is very true. It's like it's shocking that either it's good or bad. It's shocking that the news, it does really help people either way. No bad press is good press. I don't know what it is.
No bad press is good press. I agree with that. And that is a common.
That is
no bad press is a good press.
Yes. Yeah, I can get behind that 100%
Meaning,
myself.
If the press doesn't say anything bad about you, that's good. And I think
it's 100% of the time.
It's a bit of a math problem, but I think it equals good. Yes, I think it keeps the name, it keeps people's image and name and brand in the zeitgeist. But I feel like you can't, I don't think that adage is true anymore.
I agree. Before internet and all that stuff. And like basically canceled, like someone just wiped off the face of the earth.
But do they get really wiped off? I feel like they can some pivot and do. Spin it off into something else. I think a lot of people spin
it
into
something
else.
I'm going to say a name. And until I say this name right now.
Don't say Bill Cosby.
Nope.
Don't say
Rachel Dolezal.
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 She was Dolezal. Dolezal. She was, which sounds like a probiotic. She was the woman who pretended to be black to like get.
She was like the president of the NAACP.
But that was someone who once was found out and was highly big time in the press. That person has dropped off the face of the earth completely.
Well, hold on.
Was never on the face of the earth until then, really.
True. True. It was a lie.
Well, I thought we were talking about celebrities because she was not a known entity until she went afoul, right?
Correct. But I mean, even saying like there's a lot of people who run afoul and they're still around or like you see them pop up every once in a while. You're like, huh, interesting. You know, on like a whatever, you know, VH1, I Love the 80s show or whatever. They're like speaking or whatever.
Whatever happened to, you know, the Octomom or John and Kate plus 8? Who knows? Or the Duggars. Oh, that one we know.
That.
There's a documentary. There is a documentary.
Oh, there's a Duggermentary.
I don't want to.
There's a Duggermentary.
We don't need to get into that. But
you can make a Duggermentary pun, but you can't say publicity.
Shut up. Some words are easier than others. Okay.
You can.
Some words are easier than Duggers.
You can say demunkanos, but you can't say publicity.
Absolutely, you can say demunkanos until the cows come home.
Orangutangy sauce.
It serves a purpose, publicity, right? It does. Mm-hmm. If you're doing a show or something and you want to promote it or remove, like you do like actively promote something, but if it's just to make you stay in the news, that's, I don't know. I can't, it would bother me to do any of that stuff.
Here's what I don't understand. When people are like, if I talk to someone or if I see online or something, someone works in marketing, I don't understand brand marketing and all this stuff in terms of like, there's all this money poured into it. Every company has whatever, but it's to me, it doesn't, in this day and age, because everything's such a niche market, it doesn't feel like it works as well as it used to or at all.
I think
all.
It's gotten harder. It's gotten harder. I think everything's gotten harder, just like any TV show. I mean, when there were so few TV shows, everybody knew you could make a reference to something, everybody would know, but now you could name 15 TV shows that are on right now, screaming or more. I would have never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Couldn't tell you one person
happens
who was in it.
Happens all the time. Like,
but there will be a rabid fan base for it.
Yeah.
That is so dedicated.
Since I watch almost exclusively all sports, a lot of times it'll be on like a random channel, like if it's on CW or whatever, and they'll be like, watch this set. I'll be like, what's this show? And they're like, it's like in the fifth season.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
or there will be
what?
Shows where I'm like, this can't really be, this is a parody of a show, right? Or no, this is really the show.
Yeah.
There was some like CBS shows that are out right now when you see a commercial for it. Well, not, I don't want to just exclusively go after CBS, but there's a lot.
There's like shows on Stars, on Showtime, on there's shows on AMC or whatever. I'm like, I've never in my life heard of this show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a glut of entertainment.
A glut. Yeah.
I also feel like when we like with one of the other podcasts I do, we'll send out like, what do you call it when you send like a list out to everyone, like a
an email,
press release?
Press release. Thank you. An email. Mm-hmm. No, Rob.
An email.
Shut up. Brett got it. It was an email. When you send out a press release, it does feel like, all right, everyone, here we go. Like we're going to send out a press release, get this and this and this and have this ready and have this amount of whatever and this length and all this information. And then it goes out and it's like, the dial didn't move a centimeter.
Yeah.
Like it feels like such a, such like a Price is Right fail moment of just like, what does this do anymore? Because I feel like if you do it yourself or if you, whatever it is, I feel like the creator can do it themselves now versus needing any sort of outside whatever. What are some, I remember when we were probably all in high school, maybe grade school, I remember Super Bowl ads used to be like the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like the baby who sucks so hard on the Coke bottle that he ends up inside the Coke bottle. And all these fun different Super Bowl ads. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like when I watch Super Bowl ads, I'm so sad because I'm like, that was $2.8 million and it was so bad. And
so than I think back in the day, I feel like ad campaigns stay the same because it'd be too hard to like Flo is still around and she's been around for ever. Because now it's just why would you replace that and try to do something brand new? And now Progressive does like seven other ad campaigns.
Sure.
But they never get rid of her because it's just like everyone knows now that's what it is.
But do we like Flo? Just because they're consistent, just because they're like, well, they got to hold on to her because they've had her for 20 years. Does that mean we like Flo? I don't like Flo.
No.
I think... Yeah, I guess I'm not a fan of the commercials. She's got a great gig. She's got a great gig.
I like their. I mean, I definitely laugh more at Geico commercials than I do ever Progressive.
Oh, I like the one. Oh, it's not Allstate. What's the Mayhem one?
Oh, Allstate.
That's a good one. Oh, it is Allstate. Yeah, I kind of like Mayhem.
The guy from 30 Rock. The.
And from it's gone. He was on SVU for a while.
He was on. You know what he was on? Oz.
He was on Oz. That was the thing I was thinking of too. Yep.
How do you guys feel about can you hear me now? What company is that? Verizon.
And then he went over to Sprint. Before they collapsed.
So almost like major league players, he went from one team to another. And we're like, good for you, buddy. We all cheered and we all said, whoa, this is wild. What if like the Aflac duck then became like Progressive Insurance? Like what if
I'll tell you what, I believe I'm all for it because he had a non-compete and it lapsed and someone was just like, someone looked it up and they're like, hey, this is done. Like this non-compete was for such a short time. We could just, and everyone would be like, oh, that's kind of funny. You guys got him from this. And like, I feel like because of that, maybe non-competes for those type of people are forever. Like forever now.
Oh, they probably are.
Well, so there was a gentleman, there was a guy I went through improv classes with.
A gentleman?
His name was Mike Bradich. And he's been in some things. He was in Fargo season two. He's been in a ton of stuff. But he was the face of the post office for forever.
Cardboard cutouts of him in every post office.
Correct. But here's what's kind of funny about this. He had shot a KY Jelly commercial like 4 months before the post office thing happened.
Kentucky Jelly.
And the post office liked him so much that they paid KY Jelly to take his ad off the air.
Wow.
Because they were like, we have this whole campaign. He's so good. But we don't want it to be like, oh, he's this guy, but he's also this KY guy. So that was like super interesting to me of like when you really like it and you think you could really go for it. It's like, oh, they fixed it.
They couldn't have like worked like a co-branding thing of like sick of licking envelopes.
I think they could have 100% done that.
Right.
But,
all right.
Yeah. Are you sick of your mail getting stuck in the slot?
Mail that'll get there so fast you'll want to fuck it. UPSKY jelly. I heard, speaking of restaurants with two initials, I think I heard that story from friend of the podcast, Jeannie K. Hill Creeks.
She might have, yeah.
Like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But I think it would be fun if mascots just kind of crossed borders.
I am actually shocked that they haven't. Another thing, and then we'll get off this. I am also always I don't know what the rules are when a company mentions another, when they mentions a competitor in their commercial, how is that not like slander or like how are you authorized to use Coke and Pepsi or like Verizon's like AT&T's like, well, Verizon doesn't even do that. And I'm like, how is that?
I think factually accurate.
If it's because they'll say like studies show that Colgate is dead. So I think if it's a study, quote unquote,
okay,
then that's fine. But they can't be like, try Tylenol. Advil's a bitch. Like they can't do that.
I'm all for that. Actually, that'd be pretty great.
Honestly, shit talking.
If Advil had a commercial that was like Advil, Advil's a bitch, I'd probably buy Advil. I'd probably buy Advil. I like the cell phone. Like they're
paid
honest.
For by the committee to get people to take Tylenol, or if it's just like super packs, but for brands.
That'd be sweet. I would love that.
That would be sweet.
Rob, are we on to your word?
We are. Let me go ahead and I just have to open up the mailbox.
Oh, why is this box so rickety? Little KY on the sides. It's mail time.
What's the difference between jelly and jam? I can't jelly my mail in your slot.
worth it. All right, we do have a listener email. There's a little bit of information.
No conflict in that. Right.
Okay.
And Rob, real quick, before you, just so I don't interrupt you again, I do want to say the difference between KY jelly and KY jam is the seeds.
Okay. All right. So, and this is the word suggestion, but first, some general information to educate us on a previous topic, which we didn't know much about.
Are you Palestinian? No, sir. I'm Ismaili.
Right on time. Couldn't be more right on time.
All right. I'm going to start reading now. Howdy, guys. My name is Zach, and I am part of the energy management team of a decently sized university. We use a ton of electricity and generate some of our own. If you have any specific questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But in general, traditional electricity generation takes place like this. A fuel, nuclear, coal, oil, natural gas, heats up water. Water turns into steam. Steam turns a steam turbine, which looks like a crazy jet engine. The turning of the turbine causes electromagnetic coils to spin inside a generator. Physics forces electrons to move inside the wires due to the magnetic fields created, and we call this electricity. Sometimes, instead of cooling the steam back to water immediately, you can then put the steam to work heating other things up. My word for consideration, then, is steam. Love the show, Zach. Zach, thank you for the knowledge and the word suggestion.
Knowledge is maybe too strong a word. I think this is a opinion. Because to me, when a cat and a dog kiss, that's where we get electricity from, is a cat and a dog kissing.
Yeah, he lost me at a medium-sized college. I'm only listening to Power 5 colleges when it comes to electricity.
This guy from Seton Hall, get fucked.
Yeah, geez Louise.
disregard that, Zach. It was actually pretty helpful. So the word steam.
Steam.
Steam. I think of the Peter Gabriel song, Steam.
I'm unfamiliar with this song.
Game of Steam.
You can't. No, come on. Hold on.
Come on.
Fuck
you. That's no way.
You can't
come alive with the dreamer's dream.
I can't be like, you said publicity. That reminds me of the George Harrison song, Publicity. And when you go, what song is that? I go, Publicity.
No. But that's where you're wrong, unfortunately, friend, because that's how the song goes. So
I think that Steam song could have used a publicist. I think of the gym, like taking a steam or having a steam. Are you guys steamers? You like to
big
steam?
Big steamer.
No.
Big steamer, especially when I'm in Cleveland anytime. No. I'm always steaming in Cleveland.
I set that up.
You set it up. I knocked it out of the park. I love a steam. I think it's fantastic. I usually go about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. I haven't been for a long time, but I do. When I used to go to a gym that had a steam room, my current one does not. I would love to just sit in there. Story of one time in a steam room, I went in there and there was a guy laying down on a towel, naked. The towel was laid out and he was doing crunches.
He was doing crunches?
He was doing crunches. And I still sat down. I was like, well, I can't just turn right back around.
I will say right now that my steam room has a sign on the door that says no exercising crunches? Allowed in the steam room. No, Rob, I'm not joking either.
Rob, in that guy's defense, he might have been trying to suck his own dick.
He might have been like, boy, the steam
got up
really,
a little bit,
like, really loosened me up. Yeah. Now, I'll go on record saying my current steam room at my gym, I feel, is one of the hottest places on earth I've ever been in. Because a lot of times you'll sit in a steam room and every once in a while, it'll like go off, you know, and fill the room with steam. Mm-hmm. Mine's like cycling every 30 seconds. It's brutal. It's great though.
Do you like a steam or a sauna better?
I love it. I honestly used to be pro sauna, but now I am more steam. Sometimes I'll do both though.
Yeah, I like them both. Yeah, it's just, I think I like steam better.
And I play the video game Sauna the Hedgehog on Steam.
Flora,
video gamers out there understand Steam. I don't like steam room. I don't like sauna. It feels weird. It feels uncomfortable. It's to get out like impurities. Like, what's the benefit?
Sweating
stuff out. Yeah.
But that's what summer's for.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the video of like the Russian bathhouses where they like beat you with
the palm prongs?
There's a place in Chicago, called Red Square. They do that at. They have a bar in the middle, too. You can get some vodka and basically just sit. Now, for me, I always remembered, like, guys bringing newspapers into steam rooms and like reading the paper in there, I feel like I used to always see, which is odd.
Yeah,
the ink would run.
That's yeah, what right? I, I'm
or
with
the
you.
The paper
there,
would get
maybe
really
I'm thinking
soggy.
Of saunas, though. Maybe it's more
the
in
dry
a sauna.
Heat. Yeah,
yeah. I think maybe it's more sauna. I remember that. But first, but in classic movies, it seems as though the steam room is where a lot of deals get done or information is passed.
And that's also that look of you wear the towel around mm-hmm. your waist and then you drape the other towel around your shoulder. That oh, yeah. look, the two towel look.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of different looks in the steam room. To your oh, yeah. credit, Rob, there's guys who come in. There's a couple guys who come into my steam room fully in their gym clothes and hat. Like,
oh.
And shoes. Like oh. they finish working out. They go right into the steam room, full everything.
Cigar?
No, not working out with a cigar.
Brett, here's what I want to pitch to you. I'm realizing now, even though I hate steam rooms, I'm realizing now it's the perfect environment for conversation. Would you be willing, if I fronted you the money, to do a new talk show called Hotter Ones, where you talk to people, you interview celebrities in steam
rooms? Did you say a new talk show or a nude talk show?
Yes.
Because that leads me to the other two. There's shorts guys, and then there's towel guys, and then there's mm-hmm. also no regard for anything guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you, when you, because I've only been in like private saunas or steam rooms, so it's like either,
ooh,
it's either
it must be nice
individual or just no.
What is it, Evian water being steamed? Oh my gosh. I got three podcasts. I'm not going to your cheap ass fucking steam rooms.
I'm living high on the hog, high on the podcast hog. Do you, what's the typical conversation? Like, do people converse in there? Do people start to talk?
I think people talk and know each other, but I don't talk to anybody.
Yeah, I occasionally people talk. I actually wear my headphones in there because they're pretty decent now as far as like, you know, waterproof or whatever. But I would say in this one, in the one I go to currently now, not a lot of conversation because it's so loud in there because there's steam being released every like 30 seconds.
Do you guys, I feel like, I don't know. I'm also thinking of steaming, and I'm just thinking of like steaming vegetables, and that's, I feel like, the worst way to eat vegetables.
100%.
Whoa.
Well,
I like
steamed
broccoli, steamed cauliflower, steamed carrots. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I like to bake it or broil vegetables.
Yeah,
butter,
I guess
grill.
I'm wrong because if I get green beans or I get broccoli, I usually get it in the steam in bag. Like you poke it with a fork, you put it in the microwave. I guess I'm not steaming anything like in the sense of steam, where I'm not putting anything. Mm-hmm. On the gas stove and then putting some water in there and like steaming it.
Right.
Like I'll definitely
the little
steam
steamer
it
basket
in the bag.
Thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although those little things are really fun. Those metal contraptions that are, you open them up, they expand. They're like to steam vegetables. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Just yeah. I don't know what the name of it is.
I don't know what it is either.
This is something you buy for the home or something that comes packaged?
Yeah, it goes
inside the
pot.
It comes with your home. It's in your home somewhere.
Really?
Every home. Hold on, guys. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I found
it. He took his microphone with him.
Wait. Oh, did he just sit down? Oh, yeah. He just sat back. Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't like. I'm kind of with you, Rob. I'm not a big steam. I think I'd rather have a vegetable grilled.
Yeah, or just in the oven or air fryer. It's pretty good too.
Air fryer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a cleaning service that comes, and they're lovely women, and.
Well, Mr. Three Podcasts, Evian Water, has a cleaner come in. Interesting.
No, he just sits at my window. And he just snipes people from my top window. I don't know. He said it's got a good vantage point of the city. They cleaned my air fryer basket, which was fantastic.
That's incredible.
Just seemed an odd thing to clean.
That's incredible, but it also seems too thorough, because then I'm like, if they're cleaning my air fryer basket, they're going through everything I own.
That's a possibility, yeah. That is a possibility.
I have no secrets anymore. Remember in old-timey cartoons when somebody used to get mad and steam came out of their ears?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That
somebody's
always,
like steaming mad? Or yeah.
It was always kind of terrifying.
I don't know if I've ever been that mad. I mean, not the literal.
Nobody has, Rob.
Well, removing the
real
steam.
Thing, Rob.
Yeah, okay, I guess I... But no, I mean, just so mad, you're like... It's weird to...
Red in the face, yeah.
Yeah.
It does seem like like red in the face anger seems like it stopped in like 65 or something.
Yeah,
like it seems like...
Yeah.
Once we stopped having men coming home and putting their hat on a hat rack, that's when red-faced anger went away.
Yeah.
You guys... I'm going to say a drink. It's a Starbucks drink. Have you guys ever heard of it? and is called a medicine ball.
No.
No.
Okay, so it is a off-the-menu drink that I get when I feel a cold coming on or if I have a cold. And it is a mint tea with honey, and it has lemonade in it, but they steam the lemonade.
Okay, Brett, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say a word in just a moment here. I think the employees of Starbucks are pranking you. Does that make sense? Have you heard of that?
No, it's a real thing. It's really good. It tastes so good. And like the honey is fantastic. The mint tea is amazing. And then like this steamed lemonade, it just tastes really, really good. It tastes like a really good cold, you know, blocker fighter. It's really delicious.
Should be called an Arnold Balmer. Like B-A-L-M.
Yeah, it should. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true, but it doesn't have any iced tea in it.
Have you gotten the off-the-menu drink at Starbucks, the Monsters Ball?
Oh, no.
You had that?
Yeah, it's full of berries.
Yeah, it's full of berries.
It's full of berries, and there's usually like a 32-year age gap between me and my
large,
drink.
Yeah, pretty large, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it does make you feel good.
Makes you feel real good.
Makes you feel good.
I don't think I've ordered or know. I think if there is an off-the-menu item, I don't have the courage to order it for fear of somebody saying, what are you talking about?
Rob, you and I are peas in the proverbial pot.
You're the same? Okay.
It was you, me, and I can't remember who else was on
Dupree,
the trip.
I think.
It was you, me, and Dupree, and Marley, and me. Jacob Marley and me. We went to L.A., and it was the first time, I think it was the first time I was ever in L.A., and I'd heard of In-N-Out Burger. Mm-hmm. And I remember people saying, like, if you ever go to In-N-Out Burger, you got to get your fries animal style.
Yeah.
And I remember we went to an In-N-Out.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, I'll take this and the fries. And there's like 500 people behind me, and I go, can I get that animal style? And they go, huh? And I go, can I get that animal style? And they go, I don't know. And I go, animal style?
Amistad?
No. Oh, no.
Well, hold on.
Can
now I
get
wanna,
my burger Amistad?
I immediately want to stop the podcast and go rewatch Monsters Ball and Amistad, two of the most rewatchable movies of all time.
Sequelize those. No. yeah, but I would see, I wouldn't even order. Well, one,
Amistad,
I don't like
the name of love.
Mayonnaise, but I wouldn't order the, I wouldn't even have the courage to mumble animal style. I would just go menu only.
Yeah.
Menu only.
Oh, that's
menu
not what only. I would order, but I mean.
Sir, would you like fries with that? Menu only. Jesus.
Calm down. Yeah, I hate interacting with people. I hate asking for anything. I hate talking to anyone. What else?
Sure.
Phone calls.
I know it's a pretty well-known thing, so that's why I'm never afraid at Starbucks to order it. And we just had a Starbucks open, a new one open by our house, and I did get one the other day, and they all knew, so I felt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I felt good that it's like a company-wide thing.
I feel like Starbucks, if TikTok is to be believed, which in my book 100% always should be believed, there must be 500 off-the-menu Starbucks drinks, because there's so many that are like, this is called the Shrek dance, and it's like, it's two scoops of this
dance.
And 40 things, and they're like, this one's the unicorn. Yeah. I feel like it doesn't make, at some point it must be regional. Because it doesn't make sense for every employee they hire to learn that many off-the-menu items.
That justifies the tip jar.
There's got to be
if they know that many, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a book. I'm sure there's like a quick...
A grimoire.
They could bring up or something.
I think this also explains the misspelling of names, where it's like, my name's Adam, and they're like, A-D-D-E-R-L-M. And it's like, well, all your brain powers, all the wattage is being used for memorizing these off-the-menu items.
Nothing makes me laugh more than all the losers who get upset about the cups every year. And then they're like, just go into your Starbucks and say your name's Jesus. And then they got to put Jesus on the cup. And I'm like, you're a moron. I love it so much how stupid you are. How you think you're sticking it to anybody.
If that was around in high school, I probably would have done something like that. Maybe not Jesus, but I would have.
It's just so funny that they think they're. Giving it to somebody. Right. Well, this person who's working at Starbucks cares one iota. Right.
Every year around the holidays, I get very upset at the cups, which is when Anna Kendrick takes out her, I want to say, three cups and starts doing a little patter song, and it just infuriates me.
I think it's pitch perfect.
Thank you so much.
Haven't seen it.
Well, speaking of pitch perfect animal style, Brett Lyons.
Down on the farm. Was that the jingle you just did, Bob Evans?
Thank Evans for little Bob.
Thank Evans for little Bob.
Okay, so Brett Lyons, since you are our pub publicist, you should go ahead and do a press release of the words we handled today.
Well, you know, folks, it's been a busy week out there for Hollywood, and, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes you... I just got punched in the butt.
In the bust?
In the butt. Oh, boy.
Is that the grape stomp lady?
No, yeah. Oi. Well, you know, she did fall, but unfortunately, some news is always good news. So she's got good publicity coming out.
Nailed it. Brett, I'm so proud of you. That's our boy.
Thank you so much. That's me. And if you wait, look at this water. Oh, wow. Oh, what? What do you mean it cost $10? I'm so mad.
His face turned into a train whistle.
That's right, folks. Steam was our third word today.
Hey, wow. Mall Santas, thank you guys so much. This medicine ball is exactly what I wanted for Christmas.
Ho, ho. You're welcome, little buddy, but it wasn't me. I'm Monsanto. I paid you not to farm this year.
Chode. I'm Chode Santa.
Wait a minute. So now instead of going off Santa, we're going off of Margaret Cho?
No, Chode. I'm Chode Santa.
No. I heard you.
Small penis, huge girth.
Before we go out, I will say I watched every
episode.
I watched every episode of the Margaret Cho sitcom. Liked it a lot.
Of course,
swing.
Did
someone say huge girth?
No.
Swing.
The word association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
Dude, I have never been to a spaghetti warehouse,